This seance was recorded on the 27th of July, 1972. Leslie Flint, medium.
When you say sex kiss again, that's that girl whole thank you for pushing her appearance from their body bag.
Oh, Mickey, you mean the one we saw, the apparition that served us for the program and disappeared. I'd love to see her again. You set the fear for her during the interval.
What makes you
think that
she's lost it? Is she here this evening,
isn't it? We've got all the time. Well, there's a lady here, says she's Miss Clute. And she says that she used to sell programs and things in various theatres. And she says that she was once at the Lyric and once at the Globe. Mm-hmm. And she was there for many years. And she says that she often goes there, and sometimes she stands and watches. And she says sometimes she's able to be seen. And she says she saw you two there one night.
That's true.
Well, she sold us a program. What'd she do with the money? And she was dressed in bombazine dress, and she was definitely Edwardian, and she had a funny old dolly bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
we asked the usherettes about
her. Nobody knew who she was. We asked the usherettes. I went up the circle. We couldn't find this woman at all, but she sold us a program, and she was in Edwardian dress with a bombazine, black bombazine dress, everything. Very old-fashioned.
Was the program a real one?
Yes.
Yeah, for the current show.
And you give her the money?
Yeah.
Well, you put something in her hand. Mrs. Clute.
Mrs. Clute.
What a man. Mm.
Very interesting. Do you remember seeing me, the other gentleman?
Yes.
You do. Well, it was a very interesting experience in both of us.
What was the play for something?
Yes, I think. Are you still there? We'd very much like you to come and talk with us. You were at the Lyric, were you? In the Globe?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You liked the theatre, did you? Who were some of the people you saw on stage in your day?
Oh, many of them. Connie Gilchrist.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Dempster.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Did you have to travel in to the centre of London, or were you living in that area? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
the
thing. For I was there
in
the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
In the
early
days,
and
during the
war years. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The First World War, you mean? 1914. How long have you been over the side you are now?
Mm-hmm.
You were?
World War?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you find things? Do you come back and see the theatre now? Or are you able to attend theatre over there?
Yes. And they were wonderful too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the volume store.
Of course, yes.
I can remember all those lovely old places. Because you wouldn't remember the old shutters, the passing the third floor back.
I heard that.
That was one of the loveliest days.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I saw all the great ones.
Mm.
I saw Ralph and Debbie.
Mm.
And I saw HB.
Who?
And I saw the one that was married. Such a nice looking fellow, wasn't it? Pink Terrace.
Mm.
You tell me, you know, he was stabbed on the way into the theatre in that alleyway, you know.
Was he?
Oh, that was a nasty thing. Such a nice man. Good actor too. I saw all of them in my time. Because I used to go sometimes when we weren't having a matinee, I used to get a free pass, you see, into the other theatres. I saw Oscar Ash, Lily Brayton, Chu Chin Chow. Now that was a spectacle, if you want a spectacle. I don't think they'd ever dare do anything like that today. And they filled the whole theatre with incense.
Yeah.
They were the great days, of course they'll never come back again, you know.
Don't you think so?
Oh, no. They haven't got the people, my dear, they haven't got the people. I mean, in those days they were great actor managers, you know, and they spent their entire fortune on one production and a gamble. You can't see them doing it now.
No.
No. Different days altogether. They ain't dedicated like they was in the old days. Invest every halfpenny, borrow it, beat it, steal it. And what shows, what productions for. I wish you don't remember either when they used to have the gas light. That was lovely lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So soft and pleasant. Then they had the electricity, that was harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was harsh, that voice. Mm-hmm. After the lovely soft, you know, lighting with the gas.
You must remember the Hippodrome when that was a marvellous thing.
Of course I lived a good age. They lived in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still, you know, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No regrets now. I did at the time. Mm-hmm. I used to haunt those places.
Mm.
I loved them so much.
Yes. But I can distinctly remember seeing you. And you.
Of course I saw all of them, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Some of them, of course, only just started when I came. Some of the others, you see. I mean, I remember Barry Dempsey when she was just a girl. A slip of a girl. And singing in musical plays.
Mm.
She had a nice little voice, didn't Barry?
Did she?
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember her because it was Edna May.
Mm.
And because Billy Elson, I just saw her.
Mm.
She was a nice, dainty, sweet little thing. She hadn't got a big voice, but oh, she was so lovely, you know. Then there was old Joe Corley, he was called the captain. Oh, I remember all of them. What wonderful people they were.
Have you met some of them now?
Oh, I go and see some of them, yes, but I don't like the stuff they dish up now. I mean, they're not plays.
No, dear, I meant, have you met some of the people you saw on your side of life now?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
I still go and see some of them.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they do their turns and things. I remember little Titch,
because
I was never much interested in Friday acts.
Yeah.
But he was quite a phenomenal sort of fellow, you know.
Yeah.
Then there was that Harry, what was his name now?
Champion?
No, for your time. Harry, oh dear, they played a lot together in pantomimes in the old lane.
Do you know Robin?
No, I don't know.
No, that's no, I don't mean that man. Oh, I couldn't see that sort of thing. That was a real problem. No, I was just like, that's a
problem.
Still, I suppose I shouldn't be so hard on the things today. I suppose people change. If they want rubbish, it's all their fault, ain't it?
Well, conditions are different now.
Hey.
Conditions are different now.
Well, I suppose some of the plays are all right, maybe.
I think circumstances were hard when you were alive, and people were not. Now they, it's changed. Circumstances are not hard, but people are.
My dear, we used to have such lovely scenery. Oh, beautiful scenery was. Oh, it really was. Lovely. I remember seeing them. I remember seeing every Irving in the bells.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a wonderful thing that was.
Which theatre was that at?
At Michelle Lassie.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful scene they had when he heard the bells, you know. Oh, and they had this sort of, I suppose you'd call it a kind of transformation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All the scene at the back, you know, the end, you know, the end disappeared. And you know, all of a sudden you saw this, all the snow, and you saw the old Jew, you know, with his sleigh and all that. Oh, it was marvellous. Oh, what a wonderful thing that was. And then there was Tree, of course. He spent thousands and thousands on his productions. I remember seeing him as King John. What a wonderful man he was. Gosh. Oh, they were great days. They'll never come back again, of course. And we had a real orchestra too, none of this tin stuff.
Were you surprised when you discovered that you were still alive, although not?
Oh, no, well, I wasn't surprised in a way. The funny thing was, when I came round, I was getting all ready, you know, to go out, you know, to do the show, you know, and keep me dry and me change and all that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. All I know was that I was somehow still there. And nobody took any notice of me, and I was just doing my side of the stuff. Nobody took a program or nothing. And afterwards, of course, it came to realise, I realised, you know, it was a joke. Well, I mean, it was only that, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought I was stupid or something. Nobody sort of wanted to buy my programs. Other girls walked past me as if I weren't there. And I just couldn't get it at all, you know.
Mm.
Then gradually I began to realise something had happened. It took me quite a while. And then I saw my sister. And she came right down the staircase, she did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is funny, because she'd been dead for 30-odd years. She died young, you see.
Yeah.
And she says, "Look, come on, love," she says. I says, "Come on, where, you know?" She says, "Out of here," she says. "You're not staying there that more. You've done your things, you know. You've managed to just say now, you know. Because, you know, it's funny the way people talk different today and all, don't they?"
Yes.
I mean, they don't half look different, they ain't different, they talk different. I can't tell these girls and boys. Boys and girls. Because they're all on the stage. And yet they don't look as if they've had a wash, some of them. Oh, shocking the way things have changed. I wouldn't want to come back, of course.
You wouldn't.
I like the old days, dignity. People used to ride in the carriages, you know. You used to have the carriages waiting for them outside, all lined up the side streets, you know. Oh, it was nice, very nice. And the women looked elegant. And the men were always nicely dressed, you know, the circle. You wouldn't dare go in the circle unless you were dressed up, you know.
Mm.
Now I go to the Globe sometimes, or the Miracle, some of the other places, and the way they dress, because they never got inside the theatre in my day, not looking like that.
Mm.
I don't know what's happening. The world's changed.
But it wasn't so very easy for
you to learn. Because you wouldn't remember the gaiety, would you? Oh, George Edwards, the gaiety.
Well, I just remember seeing.
Because I was getting on with my name, you see. But I remember some of his shows. And then there was the girl in the train, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Girl in the taxi.
Was it the girl in the taxi?
I
can't remember.
Wasn't
there
the girl in the train as well?
Wasn't
it? And then there was a life in Domino, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Because then I was about, oh, I must have been getting on for 80 then, but they still kept me on the theatre because I was sprightly, you see.
Yeah.
And I never knew my age. And of course I used to dodge up, you know, told me I was so about the pitch. I used to live in the town yesterday because I was very fond of them. I remember when Samuel Marshall was very nice to me. Oh, I should remember such a nice girl. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, you'll come to me.
One of the actresses, wasn't it?
Oh, she was one of my favourites. She was. She was such a nice person. And, oh, I miss that silly old thing. Sometimes I, because you know that the old David, you know, and he had started the early musicals, as you say, you know, plays, and they used to do them so pretty, because you wouldn't remember a thing called Veronique, would you?
Oh, I know.
And the lovely swing song.
Yeah.
Swing song, yeah.
Oh, that was a lovely
piece. And Little Donkey, isn't it? Little Donkey doing going?
Lovely piece, that one. Of course, I mustn't be hard on the people today, that's not being done.
They do the bit.
And I'm sure there's some very good actors. I think some of them are very good, but it's the rubbish they have to be in, you know, that's a shame. I mean, when they do the great classic plays, then that's all right, because they do them very well, because even they don't spend much on scenery, which is a pity. I mean, after all, sit down, if you're supposed to be in the court of King John, you don't want to look like a forest with a wood stuck up to them.
Were you born in London?
Oh, born and bred we was. Oh, I think my family went right back, right back to the days of the old Queen and Charles.
Yeah.
Yes, my family can be traced right back to them, their days. And they've picked up in that area for years and years. Of course, one time, they've been comfortably off, you see.
Yeah.
But they lost a lot, you see, one way and another. And I always had these ambitions. My father was an ambitious man, really. Always wanted to be something of an actor. I think if you ask me, because he used to talk about the old days of acting, you know, and people like that going back a few years, you know. I think he used to tell me about the great ones, you know, of his day. Oh, he was a character, was my father, you know, and his father before him. I remember my grandfather, an old man he was when I was a girl. He must have been getting up for 80 then with his white hair. He used to talk about the old days in the theatre, about people like Macklin, I think he said the name was. And it's nice he used to talk about, what's his name now? That'll come to me and running myself a minute. Wonderful, because I suppose the kind of way we've always been on the fringe of the theatre. He always had something. My mother used to do a lot of singing, you know, dresses and that.
Yeah.
And she used to do a lot of the spangles and things for some of the clowns. I remember Spock Grimaldi once, because he was getting on. And, well, he didn't come back anyway, I don't know how old he was. But then there was that Austin, he was another clown. My mother used to do a lot of the spangles for him, you know, because his father was specialised jockey. And of course I remember old Sarah Lane, you know, because you wouldn't know her, because I'm teaching at the Old Britannia, got at Oxford and all out there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we was always sort of caught up in the theatre, our family was always, I suppose, part of the theatre in a kind of way. And I was drifted into singing programmes. But I always remember when I was on tour, because I mean, I had a few lessons when I was a child, you see. And I remember once I was in the band for my old dear. Was a pantomime, I tell you, me being in it. And I had to be one of the fairies. Fairly Thistledown I was.
Do you think it suited you?
Well, I know it makes you laugh when you think about it. But they had two clouds that they used to let down in the transformation scene, one on one side, one on the other, and we were perched on a sort of platform, you know, they got the crowd effect arranged, so you couldn't see us squatting down, you see,
yeah.
And you had to hold your wand up high, you know, because I laugh when I think about it, don't know what happened, they let this crowd down on bullets, you know, on the sort of thing, why, you can hardly see it, you see, and once they had blown up, the little thing went down sideways, and I slipped off. That was back in days.
What's your other name, Miss Clute?
Hey.
What's your first name?
Nelly.
Nelly. Well, can we call you Nelly? It's more friendly.
I feel like calling Nelly.
Yes.
Nelly, what play was running when you were killed? What, when you were selling the programmes, what was the name of the play at the theatre?
Oh dear, now you've asked me, I must not think about that.
Because that's interesting for us.
Is it? No, but I must try hard now. Now let me see. There was the night of the air raids, and they dropped some bombs.
If you just talk on, that's what we're going to miss.
I can't think what that play was, you know. Yeah. It was a play. But I'm sure it happens. Music is what I'm looking for.
Mm.
Oh, now, what was it?
Which did? Was it Lyric or the Grove?
No, I was at the Lyric. I had been at the Grove for a time.
Yeah.
And then I migrated, as you might say.
Yeah.
They made a bit better in America.
Did they?
And then there was that man, what's his name now? Harcourt, that's right, Harcourt.
Harcourt Williams?
He might have been Williams, but I remember he had a son who was in the theatre, but he wasn't German, but he was very young then. And then there was that man, what the deuce was his name now? That had that leg that was deformed, oh dear. I'm trying to think about that play since that nice young man asked me.
Don't worry, Nelly. It's all coming
to me. Yes,
oh, but they were good days, you know. Mm. And of course I saw all the best. And of course I saw the West End productions because they used to send them out on the road, you know.
Mm.
They'd have five or six companies in the same show. It was a success, you see. Oh, they were marvellous days when you look back on them. And they were marvellous people. Of course we had a few of them got so good in one way or another.
You have to take the rough with the smooth.
Aye.
You have to take the rough with the smooth.
Now what was that play? Is that funny? Now I can't think what it was.
Were they still using gaslight at that time?
No, that was the Dog Princess. That was a nice thing. And of course, we had Let It Go, but that was the day.
Yes.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
And then there was that thing with Oh, Corbyn. She was like a guy to me, was What was that? It was
Made of the Mountains at that time too.
Oh, that was just God, wasn't it?
Yes.
She was a bit fat, she had a marvellous voice. She looked very Jewish, of course.
Mm.
But she was striking in a way.
Yeah.
I liked to hear she was very nice. Now there's a case, of course. Well, of course, I know I wasn't exactly a beauty, and neither was she. She looked rather striking, of course.
And she had a good voice, too.
Oh, she had a marvellous voice, dear. She's no doubt about it. She had the best voice on the stage at that time, in that kind of thing.
Did you see her in Southern Maid as well?
I don't remember that one. I think they must have come after I died. Because I should imagine I could see it if I could have done it.
Did you see the chocolate soldier?
Oh, that. I was never that keen on that. Of course, it was clever. But it was that short man. Wasn't it?
No,
we weren't.
Yes.
Was it? Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes, of course, it's lovely things in it. My hero, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
lovely old days, aren't they, when I think about it? You know, the
carpet, you know. It's a dead thing now. There's no atmosphere. There it was, the gold and the flush and the smell of oranges up in the cab. Oh, it's lovely.
Really? Nelly,
what?
Do you ever come and visit us in Chichester?
I have been down there, Nelson. I wrote about you lads, you know, and yes, but it's not my cup of tea.
Any of the gowns on?
Well, to be honest with you, son, I did. But once or twice, well, I say tried them off, that's not really true. I just sort of thought about it and looked at myself in the mirror. And I fancied myself a bit, did a few steps, you know.
Wasn't the gaslight dangerous at times?
Well, honestly, I don't know. They actually have one. They don't, you know. And, no, well, at work, of course, it was one or two nasty things with such a stress called light. And, it's, well, it wasn't that dangerous. I don't think so. There might have been odd occasions. Of course, there must have been. But it was nicer, you know. I don't think anyone realises how much nicer.
Bad buses, seven sheep, and horses, and You didn't, Nellie, by any chance go to Drury Lane the first night of the thing they've got on now, did you? When there's a horse on stage?
Well, you never know what they're going to do, that's well. Drunk.
Nellie, did you know Willie Clark?
Of course, he used to be the man who used to do a lot of the costumes.
Yeah.
Yes, that he was nervous with wigs and beards and all that now, you know. Yes, but then again, you see, because there was no article of what it was now, there was a lot of stuff. Of course, it's not. Oh, dear, I wish I could have been.
It's more difficult to remember names than it is incidents, isn't it?
I've got names though. Sometimes they come back quick and other times they don't. Because I remember Willie Clarkson and there was someone Slade. If I remember now, I think that's a great name. He was stage manager, wasn't he?
That's right, yes. He was at the St. James, they did a lot of scenery at the St. James
play, yes. Of course, I remember that, you see. And I remember Oscar Wilde, because I met him over here.
Oh, yeah.
And he's such a nice person, you know. Mm. Oh, we all remember that, don't we, know about him, that scandal. Mm. Of course, we, I mean, in the theatre, we know it went on, we never took any notice of it.
No.
He was horrible. Oh, he was a nasty bit of work, dear. Nasty.
Yes, he sounded absolutely horrible.
But I must apologise in a way, because I think perhaps I'm being a little unkind about plays today. But then I might, my dear.
Oh, no, Nellie. I agree with you so much.
I think so awful, dear. I do, really.
I was so agree with you.
When I think of people like Murray Tempest and people like that, and how talented they was, I mean, they bestowed the stage, and they, well, they could just hold it rigid, you know, riveted. Rigid. They didn't have to do anything or say anything sometimes. It was magnetic, that's what it was, magnetic.
We've got one or two that can do that now.
Have
you? Well, Joan Miller.
Oh, she?
Well, you might have heard of her, but she was in a play recently. She did hold the entire vessel without speaking a word for about 4 minutes. Yes.
I've seen some of them old ones. I like very much. Because I like that Flora, what's her name now?
Robson.
A lovely woman, but a very good actress.
Yeah. She was in the play I'm talking about.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course, everyone's to their taste.
It was quite a famous one of our
lives.
Find out about them being able to communicate, you know,
oh,
come and talk to
them. Of course I knew all about that, really, in a way.
did you?
Although I must say that after it happened to me, I took me a little time to come down until my sister mentioned me. Mm. But you know, I'd heard about it, and I'd heard about these speed rabbits. And as a matter of fact, we had us, I think it was the chili, but that wasn't, it was in the ground. But there was one of them that was definitely haunted, because everyone in the ghetto was sick.
Yeah.
And
but they say this about Drury Lane, don't they?
Oh, well, I think most of us are haunted. Because people love them so much. And they have such a wonderful atmosphere. And so much has happened there. I think it's wicked when they put them down, you know.
Mm.
I think it was shocking they brought St. James's down.
Because
that was a lovely theatre. Wonderful memories that place had, you know. Cost much. That's several bad sidelines.
Mm.
And those old bloody pillars, God help you, can't be
terrible with names, aren't you, like?
Well, at times it escapes me.
Yes.
But I know she was doing a big number. Oh, dear, that was funny. She came down the bloody staircase, all got up to nine, you know. And it's the funniest thing, honestly, because the hero was waiting down the bottom of the stairs. And as she got to the, I know it sounds daft, it's true, as she got to the bottom of the stairs and walked across the stage and he came forward, there on the stairs was a bloody knickers. But it must be, oh, I know.
was a good moment in that show. Now what was that show? I don't think you can dance.
What was the theatre?
The Count of Luxembourg, didn't it?
I can't remember what it was.
David?
Was it Rosanna?
Oh no, no, no.
Oh. Oh.
There's a big stair scene in the Count of Luxembourg.
Oh, but there always was a big stair scene amongst things. At that time, you never had a musical play unless it was a bloody big staircase. And a palace, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of the big numbers, you see.
Yeah.
And they often used the same thing, they switched it round, you see. Or sometimes it would be down the middle, sometimes it'd have it arranged so that it came from the wings down half the side, you know.
Yeah.
Or they always did, you know. A lot of the musical shows of those days, they invariably had a big staircase entrance, you see. Because everybody expected it, you see. And it was very effective. And sometimes you'd be singing off, you see.
Mm.
I don't mean off key.
Do you have any relations alive now, Mick?
Because you don't remember half the bush yet. No, it was for your time.
Robert might know the name.
I don't know.
No name.
And then the same one was the barber. You, Chris, remember Sir Russell.
Lula, do you have any relations on this side?
Not really. Feel distant, you know, but they wouldn't be interested in me.
Yeah.
In any case, quite frankly, some of my relations, well, they're looking past that fish myself.
God be with you till we meet again.